now 7 minutes, 28 seconds from ignition.
The go-no-go, by the way, will not be given until just a couple minutes before the actual burn time, Garrick. They have to run through these check procedures.
We're going to show you a piece of videotape that was made earlier this morning, about 8:30 this morning. And
steering is in. Okay.
This is the area that they're going over right now. We're trying to match it as close as we can. They sent these pictures back on their pass over the landing site this morning. You're looking at an area called the Mare Serenitatis, if you have a moon map. It's they're now probably about 400 to 500 miles west of the landing site, moving in a westerly direction. When this tape was made, they were at about the same altitude that they are now, moving down toward 50,000 feet.
It showed us to be in an orbit with a high point of 60.6 nautical miles and a low point of about 8.1 nautical miles. The command module Endeavour was in an orbit of 64.6 by 53.8. And we're now coming up on about 6 minutes prior to the beginning of the powered descent. Everything continuing to progress very smoothly and rather quietly here in Mission Control at the moment.
Jim, are those some of the mountains in the background there?
Well, judging from the sun angle, I think they're looking south across the Mare area, well, and the mountains would be to the right. They had to refine their orbit somewhat. Last night they descended into an orbit that was about 58 miles by 9.5, the 9.5 being the area over the landing site.
It's about 5 minutes to ignition now. Go ahead, Jim.
But because of the mascons, we're going to listen here for a minute. Because of the mascons that are present beneath the surface of the moon and about which we understand very little, their orbit decayed to about 7.5 miles at its low point, and they made a fine correction maneuver earlier today to raise the altitude back up to about 9.5 miles for the beginning of the descent.
But a stronger tug by gravity than they thought.
That's right. On this flight, at the end of it, they're going to...
Lenny at this moment getting a final status for powered descent.
They're going to eject a satellite that'll stay in moon orbit, they hope, for about a year, which should give them a fairly accurate measurement of these mass concentrations that generally appear to be located below the surface of the Mare areas.
And Falcon, you are go for VDI.
And they just got a go.
It was at 4 minutes to ignition.
Roger, go for PDI.
PDI is power descent initiate, or start their engines to brake them and let them coast down or fly down to the surface of the moon.
During the power descent, the crew will be operating with their microphones in the Vox mode so that we not only hear the conversations that is expressly meant for mission control, but also any chatter between Irwin and Scott.
You read the Falcon.
Falcon Endeavour, reading you loud and clear there, Dave.
To get us some idea of the velocities, when the rocket engine fires, they're traveling at slightly over a mile a second. 5,562 feet per second.
3,800 miles an hour.
Jim and Frank, did you notice a moment ago?
Falcon, if you're reading, we're not reading you.
This is
Falcon Endeavour, how do you read us?
This is a very necessary communications check.
Endeavour's reading you loud and clear.
To make sure the two spacecraft can hear each other. And now they can.
They're low, aren't they? Yeah. Michael, the third. That's all right. Get accurate later on.
2 minutes to ignition.
Houston, we're reading 87 and 85 on the fuel quantity.
Roger, roger. It'll come up here in a moment.
They are lying on their back, looking up through the window out into space.
Global altitude now 56,000 feet.
Okay.
And Falcon is in the proper attitude for powered descent.
They're yawed around about 50 degrees so that they can maintain good communications with the ground for the first 3 minutes. That's important because they want to get a good tracking data on them so they can send them these corrections 2 minutes after they start coming down.
Coming up now on 1 minute to ignition.
Seconds.
Average G?
30 seconds.
30 seconds now until ignition.
Do you have guidance? Go for Ullage. Aim go for Ullage.
That's a little burn to get the fuel down in the bottom of the tanks. We have a simulation up now to show you what it looks like. Legs are forward, so the men's feet are forward. They're lying on their back, as we said, looking through a window out into space.
Ullage, go for the pro. Pro, Boeing. Auto ignition.
They've got ignition.
11%, the override is on.
That's right. It's not supposed to get beyond 10% for the first 26 seconds.
This is to allow the spacecraft to trim up, given the proper attitude for the forward
thrust.
Well,
my engine is currently at minimum thrust. They'll be throttling up shortly.
Throttle up.
There they go. Now it goes up full blast and really begins to slow them down.
Okay, master, I'm off. Okay, master, I'm coming off. Lights are up. Looks stable. Gauge depth is looking a little higher than normal. Okay. A little higher than normal.
And they'll begin to pitch forward so that in a little while they can look through their window and see the surface of the moon.
The guidance officer says we've got good thrust, 99.20.
Minute. Gauge depth about 20 high. Okay. Fuel is a little low, oxidizer is a little high.
Falcon Houston. A 169 minus 02800.
Roger, minus 02800, standing by for the inner.
Here, go for inner.
Go for inner.
This is some of the refined data that ground control is sending up to the crew on their forward speed, their cross range
Falcon
position.
Houston, you're go at 2 minutes.
And their rate of descent.
All right, Roger, go at two. Things and eggs compare.
We're showing an altitude of about 46,000 feet now.
About 2% low on fuel. Okay, at one.
Said he was 2% low on fuel.
The crew updated their guidance systems targeting. It was tending to steer them about 2,800 feet downrange.
Each stop's four high.
Falcon Houston, we're happy with your fuel.
Okay, it's nice to hear.
Yes, it is.
I think this is a much heavier spacecraft than any of the previous one. More than a ton heavier, and about half of that is fuel.
It's to, in part, take care of the...
Hey, 3 minutes, showing
the truck
zero.
They're carrying up.
Mm-hmm. A lot more scientific gear.
H stops right on, Dave. Dead. Still reading 2%. Oh, at Houston, happy with us.
Falcon, Houston, you're go at 3.
Now they should begin to yaw back around.
Roger, go at 3.
And get on a straight horizontal path.
Altitude now about 42,000 feet. Velocity down to about 3,900 feet per second. 3,400 delta H.
Houston has said twice it's satisfied with their fuel situation. They report.
Velocity lighted out. Delta H looks good up here. Houston, what do you think?
Falcon, Houston, we agree with delta H, except.
Delta
That's
H.
That's the landing radar data coming in, and Scott just reported they're accepting that data.
Delta H means change in
height. And Houston, ED batteries checked.
Copy.
Their landing radar now is working because they've turned back around where it's pointed toward the surface of the moon, and it's telling them how high they are.
2,000 high, okay, about 3 low. Doing oxidizer looking good, at 1%. Deep things are nice, look good.
It tells them how high they are and how fast they're going forward.
The primary guidance system thinks it's about 3,000 feet lower than it is. The radar should correct that. Altitude's 4,000 high. H stops right on. One oxidizer are good. Okay. Altitude H is 2,000.
I don't think you can point out too often that they cannot see where they're going. They're lying on their backs, face up.
We're about 5 minutes into the maneuver now. And Glenn Lummy taking a status, go all the way. About 9 high.
Falcon, okay. Houston, you're go at 5 and your fuel quantity looks good here.
Okay, understand, go at 5. Altitude 3,000 high, H.10 high. But oxidizer good. Okay?
We're still looking good. Velocity down now to 2,400 feet per second.
Should be about 50 miles from the landing site.
When they're finally touched down, they're going less than 5 feet per second. So. Quite a gentle landing.
Glenn Lunny making another status, says we look good.
Aye.
Okay, oxidizer are good. And the delta H is looking pretty good.
Falcon, Houston, you're go at 6.
Roger, go at 6. We're about 3 minutes now from the approach phase, altitude about 2,500 feet. 25,000 feet, correction.
Altitude 1,000 high, 8 about 4 high. X-axis overrides up.
They're in the braking phase now. The second phase is called the approach from 7,000 feet to down about 300 or 400
Falcon,
feet.
Houston, throttle down, 7 plus 2, 3.
Now they have been going full throttle,
and
they're going to reduce that a little now.
Just about on. Oxidizer run about 1% low.
One of the reasons why they can
coming
throttle
up
back.
On throttle down in about 3 seconds. The guidance system will back off on the thrust to about 50%, 57%.
The spacecraft is getting much lighter.
And the crew confirmed throttle down right on time. 30. Okay. Oxidizer good. Okay. Check the manual.
They have a little thing on the window.
No flags, looks good.
They can use the computer and it calls out a number to them, and they can look up that number scratched alongside a line on their window and look out and line it up, and they'll see where they're going to land. It's called a landing point designator.
Falcon Houston, descent one.
Roger, descent one, and looks like P-64 at 923.
That's the second program.
Roger.
Should be pitching over any second now to see the landing site.
P-64 is the final approach phase where the lunar module pitches up for the astronauts. First good look at the landing site.
I said second phase, I meant third
altitude
phase.
Now about 16,000 feet. Put it deep. Mark. Good.
You haven't said anything about seeing the moon yet. You should be able to see it easily by now.
Guidance says it looks as if we may be coming in a little bit south of the site. Everything looks good, however.
A little south of the site. We'll put them a little...
Houston, we expect you may be a little south of the site.
Hey, coming up on
8,000 feet.
And put them a little closer to the mountains.
Okay. Coming up on pitch over, please. P-64, okay? We have LPD. LPD. Coming right. 4-0.
Now they're talking to
5,000 feet, 3-9. 4,000 feet. 4-0, 4-1. 4-5, 4-7, 5-2, 3,000 feet.
Those are the numbers
five
on that
two.
LPD that we were talking about.
5-2, 5-1, 5-0, 4-7, 4-7, 2,000 feet. 4-2. Okay, got a good spot. 4-2, 4-3. 800 feet.
Falcon Houston, you go for landing.
4-5. Roger, go for landing. 4-4. 4-5. 1,000 feet. 4-5. 900. 4-5. 800. 4-5. 700. 4-6.
Coming right on in.
600. 4-8. 500, 4-9, minus 17, minus 15, 400 at minus 14. Got P-66, okay. 300 feet, minus 11. Minus 11, 250. Minus 11, 9% fuel.
Buddy,
200, minus 11, 150. Minus 7. Minus 6. 120 feet. Minus 6. Dale, got some rest. Minus 5. 100 feet at 5. 9% fuel. Minus 5. 80 at 5. Minus 3. 60 at 3.
This should be done in a few
at 3.
More seconds.
Cross pointers look good. 40 at 3. 3, 25, 2, 7% fuel, 20 at 1, 15 at 1, minus 1, 6% fuel, 10 feet, minus 1.
I see.
8 feet, minus 1. Contact.
There they are.
Okay, Houston, the Falcon is on the plane at Hadley.
Roger, Roger, Falcon.
Well, they're down. And they had plenty of fuel.
No denying that. We had contact.
Hard to tell here. Sounds like you might have hit kind of hard.
That was a jubilant Dave Scott reporting Apollo 15 on the plane at Hadley.
Okay, ECF looks good.
They go through a quick checklist here, and if anything is wrong, they could lift off immediately at the rendezvous.
You look steady. Okay, did you get the landing radar open? Yep. Okay. Standing by for T1. Roger.
That's a stay time.
Stand by.
He looks good on board.
Falcon Houston, your stay T1.
Roger, stay for T1.